want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the CORE Firearms Group Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X-Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Here we go. The Monster Cast, my favorite part of the week. And today I'm going to open with some advice to you today, and then we're going to go to our first guest, Alan Gottlieb. So I open AAR with you today. First, let me say hi to Greg. I can't leave him down there in Dallas. Greg, how you doing?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. You ready for a great program?
Absolutely.
Let's rock and roll. Now, you have no idea what I'm gonna lead off with, so let me just get started. I want to open today with some good old-fashioned down-home advice. You can choose to do what you wish with it, but I'm going to ask that you give it some good old-fashioned solid consideration. Not that long ago, and every morning prior for years, 13 to be exact, I would start my day with a dose of local news coverage, weather, traffic, etc., and then switch to Fox News, then move over for a few minutes or however much time I could stomach the ABC, NBC, so you can CBS, CNN, LOL, and MSDNC. By now, I'm already angry and stressed, and I'm still in my PJs. I kind of got to know what's going on and get it from all angles because of what I do. Needless to say, my mornings were the most stressful part of my day. Waking up, grabbing some coffee, and watching the lies and propaganda until I got so angry I couldn't take it anymore, or my wife would yell at me, just turn that off. I'm tired of starting my day every day with this. It's not a healthy way to begin your day. So over the last year or so, I've been limiting the viewing to just a few moments. Believe me, it doesn't take long to listen to the morning fake news personalities give you their current spin on whatever it is they decided you should hear on any particular day. Lies, spin, gaslighting, agenda-driven, phony news, all of it. But I'm smart enough to know that. But being smart enough to know that doesn't alleviate the stress. In fact, it just makes it harder and more stressful when you're not stupid and falling for their garbage. You tend to get angrier because you are wiser. And over the last year or so, I'd get that quick shot. Now I move to the studio to begin the work of keeping AAR on the airwaves, and I move online to focus my attention more specifically for what I'm searching for on that day. I read a number of alerts that come in, too many to keep track of, quite frankly. Emails, texts, and so on. And as time's gone by, I figured out that I no longer need that garbage from any of the networks, none of them. So here's my New Year's resolution. I'm sharing it with you because you too likely will benefit. Try this from now on. Wake up, grab a cup of coffee, sit down with your spouse or your kids or just by yourself. No noise. No blaring idiots taking or talking in their stupid news voices. Just chill out. Tell yourself what a great day it's going to be, no matter what situation you're in. Reconnect with your kids. Remind them to be the best they can be that day in school. Or talk to your spouse about work. Let them know you're there. Enjoy that cup of joe or whatever else your routine entails. Keep your stupid phone off. You do not need to flip through that idiot machine. Do you really need to read what some dopey high school friend you haven't seen in 30 years had for dinner? Or some stupid, ridiculous blather from some long-lost kook you haven't seen in 30 years out in cyber la-la land giving their sad sack story of their life and their recent breakup? Ask yourself what kind of loser would even pour their whole pathetic life story online for every other idiot to read about and comment on. Then ask yourself why you're even reading it. This is not the way to start your day, or even end it, for that matter. See, there's that. So just relax, enjoy that part of your day, get it started. You'll have plenty of time to tackle the rest of it later. And believe me when I tell you this, your entire day will be better off for it, as well as your mental health, acuity, and sanity as you progress through whatever your day has in store for you. It works. I'm here to tell you, give it a try. You'll thank yourself, and so will your family. Now, let's get on, Greg, to the stress of the day. And I guess we're gonna go right to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, how the heck are you? Good advice or bad advice, my friend?
Well, it's obviously good advice, especially when you have to deal with the anti-gunners all week long. So I'm going to take your advice for next week.
Well, I hope so. And, you know, it's tough to do. I know it's tough to do. But nonetheless, it's such a great way to start your day not doing all that. You've got all day to do that and work on it. And you're right. When we have to deal with the anti-gunners, it's just, it makes the day begin in a, you know, why do you want to be in a bad mood before you've even taken your morning shower? You know what I mean? To really start your day. That's no fun. Alan, let's start off with this. And welcome and happy new year. This is your first appearance in 2022, and thank you for being here as always, my friend. Let's do this. Let's start with the television ads. This is getting a ton of airplay. A lot of press releases are out there. Outlets are writing about this. You've been pretty bold in your predictions in what you think the anti-gunners are going to do, and you're warning America about it in a massive television blitz. Talk about it, please.
Yeah, last week or this past week, we, Second Amendment Foundation, ran a record number for the pro-gun rights movement, period, no matter what the organization, who they are. We ran 220 national TV spots in 1 week, going after the Biden administration and educating the American public to, you know, what's in store for us this year, what they want to try to do to our gun rights. And the response has been obviously overwhelming. And I have been a bit surprised at how much media attention the campaign has gotten, or it's been written about in the media. You're right. And we've been fortunate enough to raise enough money to keep it on the air this coming week, but we're only going to be able to run 55 spots because we weren't able to raise enough money to, you know, to keep record numbers out there. But still, 55 national TV spots a week is really good to make sure that public opinion stays on our side for gun rights. And I think it's going to be a really good year again for the gun rights movement. And we're really on the offensive, not just on the national level, but, you know, on state levels as well. So I really believe that we got the other side. While they may be in control of the Congress and the White House, they're going to have to start jumping to our tune a little bit because we're out there so heavily all across the country. And I'd like to be on offense a whole lot more than defense.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Have you gotten any pushback? What kind of, well, let me ask you this. I know we have. What kind of pushback are we seeing from the other side relative to the spots, the positive, the fact that we're on offense? That obviously puts them back on their heels. I've seen stuff written about Second Amendment Foundation all over the place. A lot of left-leaning outlets, obviously. What kind of pushback are we getting? What are they concerned about?
Well, I think for our side, of course, is ecstatic about it because we're, you know, doing something positive for gun rights. The other side, some of the left-wing media, I think their concern is that our people are getting more organized, and you know, they're asking on these spots to call, to text a 1-800 number and get engaged and get involved. I don't think they like the idea that the gun rights movement is growing and we're picking up more activists all the time and more people getting engaged, involved in defending their gun rights, particularly a lot of the new first-time gun buyers in 2020 and 2021 that now want to defend their right to keep the gun that they just went out and bought. And they're not exactly happy about that. And they're seeing the public opinion polls reflecting that as well. And so they've picked on us a little bit, but I don't think they know how to handle it. I think their biggest concern was is they thought they had the NRA on the ropes, the NRA tied up with all the internal problems they've got and finances and legal cases against them going on. And they don't like the idea that, gee whiz, we thought we tied the NRA's hands up, and all of a sudden, bingo, the gun rights movement is just as active or more active than it was before. They're not happy about that.
No, they're definitely not. And you're right. I've sensed that myself. What steps do you think they will take now seeing that? How do you think they will react? What are we up against? Because they're chameleons. They're going to shift. Any idea how they might shift?
Well, I don't really think they're going to shift. Their positions are going to stay the same. I don't think the TV blitz is affecting the gun prohibition movement, so to speak. It may be affecting the general public, but not the anti-gun movement. And, of course, they're not happy that the Biden administration couldn't get them across the finish line with all kinds of legislation and other executive orders in 2021. And they know the window is closing on them again with the midterm elections where they expect big losses and loss of control. And so they, with this tight window, they're doubling and tripling down. In fact, Michael Bloomberg last week is triple matching every donation that every town for gun safety that you know gets from the general public, tripling it. And I think that when I last year when I was on your show and at the end of the year and I mentioned that the other side is going to triple down, trying to beat the window before the midterms. Well, they just proved it, Bloomberg tripling every donation that they get.
Those are big numbers. Billionaires can afford to triple down in those kinds of ways with pockets as deep as he has. When we come back from this break, I want to talk about some great positive stuff that is happening. And I was surprised by the numbers, listeners, that I'm going to give you when we come back from the break. I'll just tease you and say, stick around. You don't want to miss it. We're going to take you to Illinois. There is a movement afoot in Illinois, Vermillion to be exact. And I'll explain this. I was unaware of these numbers. And I am very pleasantly surprised, and I think you will be too. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb for one more segment. And then Martin Hayes, congressional candidate in District 16 in Florida, will be for the rest of the half hour. Don't go away.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. Hey guys, this hour of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. In its entirety, makers of the best AR, M4 platform rifles and AR pistols on earth. Visit DanielDefense.com for more info. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. I spoke with Marty Daniel today. Great stuff coming up with Daniel Defense. Please support Daniel Defense because they support this show. And boy, do they. The Double D Foundation, thedoubledfoundation.org, and support the youth shooting sports that Marty and Cindy Daniel have created at thedoubledfoundation.org. These are the people, the young kids coming up behind us. We need them and we need your support. Please visit them. Make a donation, $5, $50, $5,000, whatever you can. Please support these companies that support us. And remember, we are in the Carr Firearms Group studios. We are on the Lead Slingers microphone, and all of this is presented by X Insurance. I've got some huge meetings with some huge industry players set up in Las Vegas next week. Week after, so I'll be heading to Vegas a week from Monday for the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. Looking forward to that. And a lot of these CEOs that are sitting down with us can't wait to find out what X can do for them, or they're already working with X and want to expand their business opportunities because X is a real insurance company. Do you have X Insurance yet? Visit xinsurance.com. More about that coming up in the broadcast. Let's go back to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, I want to move quick on this one, and then I want to go to camp. And I know this is a short segment, so let's rock and roll. I was unaware of this movement. The story is on commercialnews.com, county board to act on Second Amendment sanctuary next week. I did not realize 68 counties in Illinois had declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. I'm very familiar with the aggregate number, over 2,000 across the country. But this Vermilion County Constitutionalist organization is moving right along. Tell us about it.
Well, actually, at 67, Vermilion County is going to become the 68th. They're holding a county board meeting on January 11th, this coming week, and I'm pretty sure that's going to pass. Illinois got under the radar with this. You know, a lot of people have looked at Virginia and seen a number, significant majority of counties in Virginia that have become Second Amendment sanctuary counties. But this really, the bigger story has been Illinois. And Illinois started it a little earlier. The Illinois State Rifle and Pistol Association deserves an awful lot of credit for this. But it's going to, I believe it's going to be the 68th county in the state of Illinois, you know, a blue state with 68 counties. Are going to be Second Amendment sanctuary counties, where they're not going to enforce any unconstitutional federal gun control laws. This is absolutely an amazing story in Illinois, and it's flown under the radar.
Boy, it sure has, because trust me, this is the kind of stuff my radar picks up on. One of the group members, a gentleman by the name of Jack Land, he's a big hunter, fisherman. He's been around firearms his entire life, 30-plus year hunter safety instructor, and a CCW instructor since 2014. He said, this is near and dear to me. We're not asking for anything that is not already on the books. All they want to do is update the county to where it's recognizing the Second Amendment sanctuary, and as it's recognized, they want to be there to help that out. We're not telling the feds that we're running our county. We're not telling the feds anything like that. What we're saying is, if any person sitting in any one office decided by his own power, whoever that may be, and we know who he's alluding to, there will be no more AR-15s in Vermilion County from this day forward. It ain't happening. A law is a law, and policies and executive orders are policies. This is powerful stuff. And again, I had no idea that this would be the 68th county in the state. That's fantastic news for Illinois, brother.
It really is. And this whole Second Amendment sanctuary movement across the country is all that is fueled by grassroots activists nationwide.
It absolutely is.
With boots on the ground, and it's all coming from the bottom up, and it's just absolutely great.
Well, I'll tell you something disappointing. 50-plus counties in the state of Georgia where I sit, I'm in a bright red county, and I can't get any of my county commissioners, and I've emailed them multiple times to even respond to me. So now it's time to show up at meetings and begin pushing this here in the county I'm in the state of Georgia. So let's use this now as a segue to Georgia. A huge race for the governor's office coming up in this state. The entire nation is going to be watching this. And there is now a battle between, in the primary, David Perdue and Kemp. Perdue came out, very well known in the state, by the way, of course. Perdue came out and threw that shot across the bow relative to constitutional carry, and he wants it done, and he wants it done now. Clearly, he senses the importance of the gun rights vote in the gubernatorial election coming up in November. Kemp, right behind him, saying the same thing. There is a movement for constitutional carry. Just 10 weeks ago, I would have never said that to you listeners, and here we are now, how fast things change. Alan, what do you expect to see in the great state of Georgia?
Well, you know, I tipped this on, I think the last time I was on your show, that I thought
you did,
for 2021, that we were going to see constitutional carry passed in Georgia, Alabama, I think Ohio is probably going to follow suit as well. There's no doubt that this is a movement, again, spurred on by grassroots activists across the country. I've been in communication with, politicians in Georgia, and I think this is going to fly through Georgia, and it's going to be one of our early victories in 2022.
Georgia listeners, you are listening in cities across this state right now on Armed American Radio, and that's a big statement from Alan Gottlieb. So let's get together and let's work on this. Contact your legislator in the state and make sure that happens, because this will help steamroll the process, Alan, across the country. Alabama, very strange situation where you had all the Republicans infighting on constitutional carry. I believe that's been corrected. We're watching that carefully. I think there's great movement. Also Louisiana. Ohio, another interesting one that you mentioned. In Ohio, I believe all but one Republican supported constitutional carry. It has passed both houses. They are now reconciling the bill. The governor has in the past said he would sign it. Ohio, I think, is coming probably quicker than the rest of them. What do you think?
I don't know. Georgia's going to move pretty quick, I have a feeling. So I can't predict which one's going to happen first. But when any one of these tip the scale here, you realize that we're going to have a majority of the states in the United States become constitutional carry states. And when a majority tips, that's going to help tip a few more. And this is a movement, again, the anti-gun movement can't figure out how it's happening, and they don't know how to stop it.
Well, the million-dollar question here from this radio host becomes, is the Supreme Court now preparing the case, or already heard the case in New York? Are they watching this? Because that case was about the draconian measures that New Yorkers have to go through. New York, you're listening in a number of cities as well, including New York City right now. The measures that you have to go through to show good cause, to get a permit, which likely never happens, particularly in and around the boroughs in the city. Some upstate does, but the rest, it's just draconian. Is the Supreme Court watching this constitutional carry movement? And do you think that will have any bearing on their decision in New York?
I don't think they're necessarily watching it per se. I think they've got a lot on their plate they've got to spend their time and attention to, so I'm not sure they're watching it. However, the whole concept of constitutional carry and the states passing it was addressed in one of the important amicus briefs that I helped get filed. So it's in legal briefs in front of the court to consider the fact that the fulcrum is moving in our direction on the right to carry, and that should help them decide the New York case in our favor as well. But I'm not sure how they're following it, but it's been put in front of them, so they know about it.
So that's a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to wind down this segment, let's thank Alan Gottlieb for being here. Alan, all the work that you do, and let's point you to SAF.org. Join us. This is not the time to be sitting on our hands and our thumbs right now, okay? This is the time to be supporting the Second Amendment Foundation, crimeresearch.org, your local grassroots organizations, to get this job done, get us across the finish line in these states, and guess what? We're winning. Mr. Gottlieb, thank you for everything that you do. Martin Hayes coming up next from Florida's Congressional 16th District, running for Congress. I'm sure it's going to be a lively discussion. We'll be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
We love Andy Hoosier. Andy Hoosier was joining us on Friday, joined us Friday on The Daily Show for about a half hour. We had a great time with him. Andy Hoosier, KQAM listeners, Wichita, you guys are the bomb. Lots of emails and lots of fans up from the big, listening in the Big Talker right now in Wichita. We love you guys up there. All right, all this coming to you from X Insurance. All of it in the Car Firearms Group studios. All of it on the Lead Slinger's mic. All of our partners need your support. I just ordered two more pairs. Greg, you'll love this. I just ordered two more pairs of slippers.
What?
From MyPillow. I love these things. I wear them everywhere. everywhere.
Soon we're going to be able to walk into your closet, and similar to maybe your wife's closet and her shoe collection, you're going to have a MyPillow slipper collection.
Just different colors.
Yeah, basically.
You could wear these things with a suit, dude. They're so comfortable.
Well, there you go.
Nobody would look at you funny.
I need to get a pair.
You know, they probably talk about you behind your back. Oh, look at that guy's wearing MyPillow slippers with a suit.
They're probably jealous.
But, hey, who cares? Let's go to Martin Hyde, Florida congressional candidate in the 16th district. I've been looking forward to this half hour. Martin, how the heck are you, brother?
I'm great. I'm standing outside here by the pool. So for your listeners that are freezing wherever they are, it's 75 degrees. It's a beautiful evening. You can hear the crickets.
Oh, yeah. And the wind lightly blowing through the palm trees. I'd like to hear somebody. What would be nice to hear some kids splashing in the pool and you had to move inside because they were making too much noise and having too much fun. Gotta love it. I miss my home. I miss Tampa. Tampa 860 AM 930 listener Sarasota. That's home to me. I miss it. Miss it. Miss it. Hey, Martin, this is one of the topics I wanted to talk with you about. And let me get started this way. If you Google NY for New York, DA, I would say for dumbass, but district attorney, and crime. Let me read you some of the headlines that come off of Google. Alvin Bragg, Manhattan DA to seek incarceration only for New York City shopkeepers worried DA Bragg's new policies will. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg to stop seeking prison in cases. Alvin Bragg, Manhattan DA will not prosecute certain crimes. New Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg won't pursue minor cases. Yep, minor. Stick a gun in somebody's face in a convenience store. Don't shoot or hurt anybody. It's now a misdemeanor. That's not a minor case. This is the way they spin this. And then I could go on, but you get the idea. Fury over woke Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who won't. Manhattan District Attorney's Office, one standard of justice. You go on and on and on and on and on. This is a recipe for disaster, and I want to know what you think happens in New York and how it plays out the rest of the country with all these wokes in charge of these Democrat-run cities. I don't even want to go to these cities anymore. I want nothing to do with them.
Well, why would you? I mean, you know, woke is such a strange thing because it implies that they're somehow enlightened. But in truth, you had to have been asleep for the last 75 years if you think any of it's going to work. I saw that guy on TV the other day, and he was trying to walk back Giuliani's so-called broken window policy, where you know he claimed or implied that the turnstile jumpers of the day are not going to be the gangbangers of tomorrow. Now, we all know that is how it starts. Everything progresses, and the idea that you don't nip things in the bud, the idea that theft of it in itself doesn't amount to a jail sentence. It's bizarre. It would be funny. I'd fall about laughing, except there are millions of people living in New York, living in California, Stan, where they're being, you know, it's hard to imagine how potent this Kool-Aid must be. The voters of New York elected this guy, and he was, I mean, to be fair to him, he was clear about what he had in mind. You just wonder how the New Yorkers are going to feel when you say that aforementioned gangbanger turns up, puts a gun in their face, and then they find he's walking down their street the next day. I wonder how they're going to feel about it. It's like editing the Ten Commandments and saying, well, actually, it's only maybe three, and, you know, even those are debatable. It's bizarre. I can't make it out. I don't understand our 330 million people, how a significant number are infected with this, what has to be, form of mental illness. Because it's not political. It's just flat stupidity, right?
Well, it is. I mean, I've gotten as, let me say, I've said what I can say about it without breaking FCC rules, okay?
Sure.
It is astonishing to me. Listen, criminals sit in their criminal den and they plan their crimes. They case joints out sometimes for weeks on end to develop. They go in and they shop in places so they know the layout because they're planning on committing crimes. This is a job to people. Criminals being criminals is their job. How one would think that by telling the criminal, here's a great one, prostitution. I can remember when Times Square, you didn't go anywhere near it. You drove through it with the windows locked up to show people. When we lived outside the city, we'd take them into Times Square, but you didn't exit the vehicle. 42nd Street was nothing but a den of prostitution, vice, drugs, homeless everywhere. The Bowery in New York was awful. Now some of the best restaurants in New York City, if they're still in existence, are in that area on 42nd Street. If you tell prostitutes and pimps that it's no longer going to be prosecuted, guess what's getting ready to happen in New York again? Now, color me stupid, but I'm with you on this. My prediction is we are going to see New York go back to worse than it was under Koch. I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, if you remember, those of your listeners aren't old enough to remember what New York was like in the 1970s, the degree of depravity and then the some of Sam type of time up there, it wasn't just a question of crazies. The police department was corrupt. The whole city was falling apart. And you know, when Giuliani came in there at the end of the 90s, they were in desperate need of somebody to pull the place back. You know, we're talking about a place that had, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah had literally fallen apart. It's not the only place. You know, the south side of Chicago is like that. Large parts of California, L.A., obviously we've seen all these gangbangers running around and stealing stuff in San Francisco. Yeah, I mean, on some level, I don't live there. I should let them have at it. Except it is part of the United States, and it will become contagious. If people start to imagine that any form of crime, and they say, well, you know, what's a serious crime? Well, theft, thou shalt not steal. It's not difficult. In Saudi Arabia, they cut your hand off. I'm not a big fan of that, but we have to recognize that there are consequences, because if there's no consequences, the outcome is for sure going to be bad. And the argument that, you know, somehow that you're helping a repressed class and that you're leveling the playing field, that's not even true. Because all
it's nonsense.
There'll be a backlash. There'll be a backlash. And at some point in time, they'll elect a tough DA. And then you'll go back down the other avenue, which is fixed tariffs, you know, 5, 10, 20 years for this and that and the other, which creates the opposite effect. You know, we've got to face common sense. You know, elect people that have common sense. But I'm stunned when I heard the guy say it. I think everybody was stunned. But there are millions of people in New York, in the city there, that are going to be living in fear. Wouldn't you?
Of course.
I mean, I would be terrified.
I have a nephew living there, in his late 20s. Terrified of what's getting ready to happen. Look, I look at it this way. It's hard to have sympathy for you if you're a Democrat and you voted for this. I don't want to hear anything come out of your pie hole. What did you expect? Now, we see that same dynamic in play with Eric Adams. He ran a campaign on bringing policing back to New York. He's a Democrat, and his campaign sounded good to a lot of people, including Democrats. Nobody wants crime in their streets. I don't care what your political persuasion is. We all have a right to live safe and free. But when you see him come out, don't act shocked when he continues the same Democrat policies that you hated under the old mayor, de Blasio. Why would you possibly be shocked? You vote a Democrat in New York, you're going to get the same policies. You know, there's just a lot of people who had the wool pulled over their eyes, and you got to question how and why they didn't see that coming. When we come back, one more segment with Martin Hyde. We'll talk about Florida and where he's running and how you can help. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun.
Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. Bersa.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light, at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Greg, down in Dallas, welcome back, brother. This was not the time for my browser and my mouse to stop working.
Well, you know, it's a perfect time, and they know exactly what you're trying to do.
They know what we're talking about, don't they?
Yeah, they do. That's the
powers that be in big tech don't want me to go to the next subject.
Exactly.
So they're locking me up. But that's okay, because I got it all right here. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Second show of the new year already, 2022. Can you believe that? And it's only the 9th. Good heavens. We are into the month, kicking it. And taking names. All of it presented by X Insurance and the Car Firearms Group Studios, the Lead Slingers Mike. Please support our partners. Every single one of them. I'm not going to be able to go down the list in the order I want because I can't see it. I know who they are. You know who they are. Please visit armedamericanradio.com and support them. Pick up some of those slippers. I'm telling you, they're super comfortable. You'll wear them everywhere. Promo code AAR, tigerlight.net, Lead Slingers Whiskey. Get yourself an emergency stash of food. HeavensHarvest.com. The promo code is AAR. Please visit these companies. Car Arms, North American Arms, DefenderCoffee.com. The biggest no-brainer in the world. Drink coffee. Support the Second Amendment Foundation with every sip. It's just a stupid no-brainer. DefenderCoffee.com, AAR, GunBroker.com. All of our partners, please visit all of them at ArmedAmericanRadio.com and support them. And by the way, some news. Let's tell the MonsterCast crowd this before we go back to Martin. And that is, beginning January 31st, Armed American Radio's daily defense moves to 2 hours. 2 hours instead of one. You asked for it. We delivered. Probably won't be too long before it goes to three. I think that's a pretty safe bet, Greg, at some point, not too far down the road. But we're moving to 2 hours on the daily defense beginning January 31st. You also wanted some AAR logoed swag? Shop AAR. The menu button is up at armedamericanradio.com. The items are going quickly. Jump on them before I have to reorder. You can grab the windbreaker. I'm wearing it right here. The thing is great. T-shirts, hoodies, an AAR logoed pint glass, and a couple hats. And we will be adding more product to the store as time goes by. But only if you go in and grab the cool logoed stuff we've never had before. Shop AAR. The button is right up at armedamericanradio.com. Martin Hyde, Florida's 16th District. That's a strange district. Let me just come out and say that. You, Galtieri, the sheriff, this guy's waffled all over the place when it comes to gun rights over the years. I was impressed when he came back from the park. He was part of the Parkland Commission, as you know. He went in it against arming teachers after him and 12 others on the commission who were against the same thing saw the videos from the school. All 13 of them came back in favor of arming teachers. I think he had an epiphany, no question about it. But you've also got Charlie Crist down there. This is Pinellas County, Hillsborough County. You're all tuned in. Weird district. Tell us about it.
Charlie Crist, bless his heart. He can't make his mind up what he is. He's on all kinds. He sits on the fence. He's left. He's right. He's wrong about everything. You know, there's a lot of stuff we can't talk about on air about Charlie Crist. But suffice to say, he's about to commit political suicide, running for governor against Ron DeSantis, arguably the most popular governor in the last 25 years in this country, is political suicide. He's going to get absolutely killed and destroyed. He'll be out of Congress. He'll be out of office. And he'll be finally discredited. You know, these single-issue people, the Parkland people, you know, we've got a thing here on the 22nd, an event where we're going to be talking about constitutional carry. We've got a lot of good speakers coming down. You know, we're fortunate that we're in the free state here of Florida. You know, we all know that, you know, the Constitution is very specific. There's a period at the end of the sentence, no commas. And, you know, we strongly believe that, frankly, any gun law is unconstitutional because none of them are mentioned in the Bill of Rights. They're not there. And because they were meant to be there, because that is how you get a tyrannical government. That's how you end up being Australia. That's how you end up going from being guys that wrestle with crocodiles to people that wrestle with their conscience about whether they can leave their home without a mask on. That's why we need the ability to arm ourselves.
Wow. Well said. Well said. That's so true. And it's so sad to see what's happened in Australia. And we don't want that here. And the media is doing everything they can to repress that. They don't want us to see it. Fortunately, because we have an internet, we are able to get some of this stuff out. Let's talk briefly. Now, let me tell you this. I spoke with AM 860, and of course, AM 860 and AM 930 there in Sarasota, where you are. These areas, all coming out of AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, my hometown. I'm going to come down there, and we're going to broadcast a few shows from AM 860 with you in the seat. Okay, and we're going to have some fun. We'll get together on dates and when that's going to happen between now and the election. We will do that well more than one or two times, I can promise you. It's just an excuse for me to get home, and I can't wait. But constitutional carry, big deal here in the state of Georgia, big deal across the country. DeSantis has expressed interest. Will this move in Florida? Is this going to move? What are your thoughts?
I really hope so. I mean, the legislative session here starts in about a week or so in the state house. I mean, the Republican stronghold in the state house and in the Senate, or notwithstanding that DeSantis only won by 50,000 votes over Gillum. Can you imagine that 3 years ago? We'd had Gillum running things, but. Yeah, I think it's got a strong chance. It's got a strong play. I mean, you know, your perennial problem is people that get weak, you know, the rhinos, the weak ones, the ones that want to sit on the fence. You know, when you sit on the fence, you don't get anything done. There is absolutely no reason to push back against you know, legitimate, reasonable people looking after them. So keep government out of your bedroom, keep government out of your gun room too. And as far as constitutional carry, we've got Congressman Greg Stubbe is going to come down. We've got a number, right. Tommy Gregory, who's a state house rep. We got a number of people who are going to come down and speak on that subject on the 22nd. And I'm hopeful they're going to go fired up to Tallahassee and make it clear to the governor that that is what we Floridians want. We want the unabridged right to bear arms as we see fit.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Florida has had a lot of weird things in play. President pro temp of the Senate. I remember De La Portilla a number of years ago. We were reporting on that on the program. Refused to bring the bill up for a vote. You know, the governor wanted it. The state houses wanted it. It was wildly popular, and he just didn't want to bring it up. You've got that in play in Florida, too. Of course, we've had the same thing here in Georgia, where one individual at the time last year didn't move any pro-gun bills. And that was David Ralston, because out of sympathy, he said, for the shootings in Atlanta and Woodstock, Georgia, less than 3 miles from my home. That shooting occurred 4 miles from my house. And it never moved. And these are the rhinos that you're talking about. We've only got 30 seconds left. We hope everything moves. Tell us where people can go find your campaign and read about you right now.
ElectMartinHyde.com. It's real easy. ElectMartinHyde.com. Sarasota Citizen Martin Hyde on Facebook until they put me in jail again. we're fighting an important fight here. There's a lot of constitutional stuff on the line over the course of 2022, and we're going to be at the front of that.
Martin Hyde, we appreciate it very much. Good friend of ours. Can't wait to have you back on the program. You'll be back on soon, and I'm looking forward to broadcasting with you in the seat for a full 3 hours with you on the mic with me as we bring Armed American Radio to the nation from the AM 860 The Answer Studios. The captain's listening right now. Can't wait to see you, Captain Matt Bruce from the Captain's America also. Armed American Radio, Hour 1, in the books already. Fastest individual hours in radio, but guess what? Hour 2 coming up. AWR Hawkins will be here for the first half. And Dr. John Lott will be here for the second half. Constitutional carry and a lot of nuances on the table with John Lott and all the current events from AWR Hawkins, followed by a classic AAR roundtable. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy your next few minutes. We'll be back after this.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.